In 1957, work began on Project Pluto, a treetop-skimming American missile loaded with hydrogen bombs. Nothing odd about that, except that the missile itself was also to be propelled by nuclear energy. A reactor on board would suck in air, heat and thus expand it, and then hurl it out of the back to provide thrust. Unfortunately, this also spewed out radioactive particles, which would hardly matter in war, but meant the missile could not be tested safely, and so the project was cancelled. America's experience has not, however, deterred Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. In March 2018, he announced the development of a Pluto-like missile called Burevestnik. Petrel, a bird regarded by sailors of old as a harbinger of storms. This has since been tested in Novaya Zemlya and has crashed several times. On August 8th, there was another accident, ascribed by many observers to Burevestnik. Seven scientists perished in a rocket explosion on an offshore platform near Arkhangelsk. The damage was widespread. Some reports suggest that on August 13th, Nyanutska, a village 40 kilometers away, was almost evacuated after radiation there exceeded background levels. As Michael Ellman, a missile expert at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, a think tank, observes, nuclear propulsion can work in two ways. One is fission reaction, the sort used in power stations. But as Project Pluto's designers found, that is tricky to fit in a missile. The other option is radioisotope decay, which uses a substance such as polonium-218 to heat and evaporate a liquid. The gas generated might be employed to propel probes through the vacuum of space, but because it produces less thrust than fission, the process has not been thought suitable for missiles.